CD 2, Track 2. 1.
This is information for passengers wishing to travel to the centre of London. We are sorry, but due to a very serious accident, all our services have been cancelled until 4 p.m. today. All passengers are advised to use underground trains to get to their final destinations. The nearest tube station is to the left of this terminal. Our drivers will help as much as possible with carrying your luggage. We are sorry for this inconvenience.
2.
I was on holiday in Turkey with my girlfriend. One of our planned trips was to Istanbul, and we were looking forward to it. We knew the city was big and full of tourists, but we didn't expect it to be so terribly noisy. So after a couple of hours there, we decided to leave and go on a cruise on the Bosphorus. It was a sensible decision because we really had a great time on the boat. We met a Turkish couple and spent some time with them. We even learnt some Turkish. Sometimes it's good not to stick to your schedule.
3.
I'd lived in London for years before moving to Paris last year, so I thought I was used to masses of cars everywhere. I felt okay about driving in the rush hour. I listened to the radio or my MP3 player, and I didn't complain about the traffic jams. It all changed when I started living in the French capital. It's been a year, and I still can't stand the number of cars in the city centre, the road system here, and the French drivers, who are terribly impatient.
4.
We went to Prague by train. The journey there was a bit tiring, but the weekend was just fantastic. We visited a lot of places, tried some lovely food, and met great people. We were supposed to catch a train back, but we overslept and missed it. There was no other train until the next day, so we had no other option but to hitchhike back home. I felt a bit scared at first, but in the end, it was an unforgettable experience.